Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Catherine. What happened to the music? Okay. It's Thursday night and time for our channeling for ascension and healing show. And I see Dejan from Serbia is here, and Flavio from Switzerland, and the gang's all here. Everybody's signing in and saying hi to each other. So we have a few special requests that we're going to talk about tonight. But before I begin, and we have a few questions for people who want to lead a group on the line, looks like they have their hands raised. So we'll talk to a couple of people before we begin. And hello, hello, everybody on the chat room. So Gabriella is here with me for a few minutes, but she has to put Noev to bed. Noev is only 5, so she won't be here for the whole time. So you can just sort of monitor yourselves in the chat room if you would. Have a good time, as you always do. And she's here just to give us a message, a quick message, and then we will go on with the healing show. Here she is, Gabriella.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to take a few minutes to say hello to all of you. It's so nice to be part of this healing session. I would like to thank everyone for the testimonial that we received from all the sessions we did in New York and every other town we've been visiting in the past, and also all the testimonial from this specific show. It's wonderful. We love them. We post them as soon as we can, always. So I'm going to go put my little one to bed, but I'll be right back to do the Pillar of Light and going on the ship with all of you guys tonight. And so I wish you the experience of perfect health. Bye.
I love her French accent. And we post the testimonials on our Facebook page. That's what Gabriella is doing. She's done a beautiful job with the Facebook page. It is Healing for Ascension Tour. And even those people who retch when you mention the word Facebook, I recommend that you check it out because everything is there. It's our official business page. It's not, you know, selling things and sending you everybody's pictures of their babies. It's all about the tour and all about our schedule and what we're going to be doing in the future. So, and where we've been in the past. And she also posts the links to the channelings and from Wednesday night and the messages that I've been publishing on the website. So the website is whoneedslight.org. And you can go there to get just about everything, too. But on the Facebook page, Gabriella has a lot more about current events. And she posts several times a day. So it's very up to date. So if you have a question about where we are, what we're doing, how you get there, just go to the Facebook page. There's all kinds of information there. So we welcome that, and you can read the testimonials there too. So speaking of testimonials, we're happy to hear from all of you who have done so well on these healing calls that you're feeling entirely better. And we've gotten some amazing reports from people who've really, really worked hard at this and really were consistent and determined. And that's what it takes. When you're really determined to be well, you get well. So that's the premise we operate on here, that we have complete command over our physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And that's what we practice each week. And the more we practice, the better we get at it. So let's see who's... there are a couple of questions. Let's see who's on the line. 352, ending in 3087. I'm going to open your line. Okay, you're on the air. Hi.
I'm not prepared to say anything. I was going to think about what was said and have a comment, but I'll let it go to the next person.
Okay, I'll do that.
Sorry about that.
We can come back to you later if you like. Okay, here is 520, and the last four numbers are 0288. That must be Arizona. You are on the air.
Catherine?
Yes.
Hello there. My mom is actually the one that would like to speak to you. So I'm going to turn my phone over to her right now. Here she is, right here.
Catherine, this is Rose Mom.
Catherine, this is Rose from Tucson, Arizona. I'm doing very well with my cancer since I've been healing, since I've been hearing your healing calls. But I have another little problem. I have a little Pekingese that is 12 years old. He's been crippled since he was 7. And I would like to take him into the healing room, myself. And if you would please mention his name. His name is Freddie Duhan. I would appreciate that because I would
Freddie.
Love him to walk. What was that again?
So it's a little hard to hear you. I don't know if it's your phone or mine. A little garbled. Can you say your name again, please?
Okay, my name is Rose Luján. I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
I have a little Pekingese that's been crippled since he was 7 years old. I would like to take him into the healing room myself. I've been doing very well with my cancer and my knee since I've been hearing your program. And I would like for you to mention his name. His name is Freddie Luján.
Okay.
That's my pet, and I would just love that, Catherine, and I really would appreciate it. Okay?
Oh, great. And so glad to hear you're doing well. The cancer.
Yes.
Wonderful. Keep it up, and you will find next time you go to the doctor, they're going to say, you are a miracle.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you. I love you very much. Okay?
I'm
going to get off now. Okay?
Okay.
Bye. Better get up.
Hello? Can you still hear me? People on the...
Please enter your password, then press pound.
Something happening here.
Unfortunately, the system cannot process your entries. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Not sure what that was. Okay, so Gail says you can hear me, right? We're still good? Let me know, Gail, if you can still hear me. Yes, Flavio. Okay, thank you. All right, I don't know what that was. I might have bumped something on my phone. So let's take the next call. 133147, this looks like an international call. Give us your name and your location and your comment or question. You are?
My name is Yasmin. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Yasmin.
Yasmin, hi.
Hi. And I'm here for my son, Timothy.
Okay.
He's 11 years old, and he recently had his colon taken out because he had a chronic ulcerative colitis, and he lives with a pocket sewn on his side where his excrement came out of. So it's been kind of tough on him. And me, I've been carrying a depression for years and years. Complicated story I'm not going to bother everybody with, but I certainly feel I need healing too. Emotional healing.
Mm-hmm. Have you read the book, Who Needs Light?
No, it's my mom who's a healer who recently told me about you. I just found out about you. It's the first time I come listen to a show.
Oh, okay. Well, if you read the book, I think you will understand depression better and be able to recover completely and leave it behind.
Okay.
Also,
I will look for it.
Mm-hmm. It's on my website.
Merci. Merci beaucoup.
You know, we're doing the healing for ascension. And once we all ascend, which will be very easy for the children, much easier than it is for us, they will be healed completely.
Okay.
So he's not going to spend an entire lifetime with this problem. It's temporary.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We will take him in and help him heal now anyway and some support too.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
I'll keep listening. Bye-bye.
Is Timothy there with you?
He's sleeping.
Oh.
He's with me, but he's sleeping.
Okay. Well, we'll send him love.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Merci,
we'll
Catherine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's one more call here from 702-713-29. Whoops, sorry. I didn't mean to give your whole phone number. 702, area code. You are on the air.
Hi, hello, Catherine. It's Roshi from Las Vegas. Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Say it again.
I am Roshi from Las Vegas.
From Latvia?
Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas. Okay. I had you on the call a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Say your name for me. It's Wilkie?
Wilshi, yes.
Wilshi, okay. Wilshi. All right.
I
remember you were...
Yes.
Go ahead.
I would like to take the kidney problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would like to thank you for that healing for the last few weeks.
I hope you're feeling
better. I was hoping to feel better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. I know you've been, just to fill people in, that you've been on dialysis for a couple of years. And I'm sure it's slowing you down. So, yes, you can take in the kidney people and such things, maybe kidney, bladder, all those sorts of things, and hopefully come out bright and shiny new.
Yeah.
All right.
I was hoping to. Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. There's one more person on the line, so I'll take this call, and then we're going to begin. 516. Four last four numbers.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I would like to be involved with the healing. I also have a severe arthritis in my bones, in my spine. I have a spinal something and
okay.
It goes down my... But if I could be of any access to healing, you know, I don't know.
Well, that's what we do. So I think you're probably new, are you?
Yes.
Okay. Now tell me your name again. I didn't hear it.
Oh, sorry. It's Patricia.
Patricia?
Yes. I'm from New York. I was supposed to be in a healing session, but I wound up in a hospital somewhere in an emergency.
Oh,
couple blocks from me.
So let's heal your bones and spine. What kind of problem is this?
It's pain in my spine. My neurologist wants to do surgery. He wants to remove a bone or something, some kind of thing that they fuse something together.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of getting...
So some kind of nerve problem? A compression of a nerve?
Spine. It's a spinal something.
Okay. All right. So you'll go in with the spine and bones people, Patricia?
Yes.
And let us know how you feel after you come out, because we aim to heal things completely here. That's our goal. All right. So I'm going to close your line, and we'll go on. I think they're jumping around here on the panel. I think maybe people are either hanging up, or they put their hands down. So, Patricia, if you will press 1 on your phone, that will put your hand down. We have one other call here, 352. Last four numbers are 3087. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Rod from Florida. I want to take the cancer group again.
Great. Hi, Rod. Yeah, always good to hear from you. Okay. You're in line to take the cancer people. Thank you. All right, so let's move on. Here we go. We have a list of about 9 people, and we'll add the ones we just talked to, Will She and Patricia and Rod. So you'll be taking in the people that will let you lead the group that has the kind of issues that you're working on. Oh, we're working on the lion lying down with the lamb here. Hello. Can you hear me now? Oh, sorry, folks. I was just cut off, but I'm back. Can you hear me? Let me know. Darn. Sorry about that. Okay, back on. I think that was my problem. There's something I must be hitting by mistake. Sorry. Okay. Gail? You said you wanted to take in, let's see if I can read this, pertaining to internal organs. Okay. Well, we have one person with kidney and bladder stuff, so you'll do the other things. Thank you, Gail. And we'll need, she had hardness under her rib cage, liver, spleen, pancreas. Mm-hmm. so she'll take those people in. All right. Let me give you a rundown of the people we're going to work with tonight. This is Zsolt Barnacki. She's from Hungary, and she's writing on behalf of her mother-in-law, who's very ill. She doesn't speak English, so Zsolt is her translator. She has a very serious case of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, we know it as. So she's been sick for about 10 years, and she's extremely ill and fragile now. She spends most of her time breathing liquid oxygen. So she can't listen live, but she's going to replay this. So we will send her love and blessings. And we will take her in just as if she's with us now, because when she listens to the call later, she's going to be able to get the same energy. So that answers a question that I'm often asked. Do the archives carry the same energy? And yes, they do. So we welcome you, Katalin Nemeth, who is the mother-in-law and who is very ill. So we wish her well, and we're going to take her into the healing arena, and when she listens to it later, she's going to get a big blast of healing energy as well. We have a really international group today. Anthula, this is a request sent by Marios from Cyprus. Now, he called in for Anthula because she was hospitalized and was very ill. But he wrote back to tell us she passed away just last Sunday night, peacefully, they said. So we are going to send her love and light to speed her on her way to higher dimensions. So thank you, Marios, and we will. I think, let's see, was this your dear friend and relative whose name is Anthula? All right, Mario, that was lovely of you to think of her. And here is Carrie. We haven't heard back from Carrie, but she is in constant pain on the top of her head and temples for about 10 years. And she's been searching for something to cure this problem. She's been taking laminine and soul seed for 2 months, started grounding each day, and she joined the healing calls. But she's suffering from constant pain, and what I would recommend for her is to watch the visual center, because you'd be surprised how great a relief it is when you take the pressure off your brain. That's usually caused by long-term stress, and move back into the center of your brain and breathe freely and let the oxygen circulate through your brain, and it will calm and ease the pain. I've seen people be completely cured of migraine headaches that were long-term, and any kind of head pain that has not been diagnosed as a tumor or anything of the kind. And she said she's been to plenty of doctors and they can't see anything wrong with her. So I think doctors have given up on her, she said. Well, that's a good thing. It really is, because heaven help you if they try to treat you, because you'd be in worse trouble, because they'd be doing everything short of cutting your head off to find out what the problem is if they were really dedicated to finding what it is. So fortunately, you haven't had any damage done to you by medical treatment. So breathe, and breathe through the top of your head. That is your crown chakra. And prime creator is knocking at the top of your head and wants to get in. So let him come to bring you healing energy, and you're going to feel like a new person. So, Rod, you once said you wanted to be added to the Tuesday morning healing group, but that reminds me to tell everybody we're not doing the Tuesday mornings anymore. Just couldn't manage it. So now we're just doing Wednesday and Thursday nights. So all of you can come either to the calls or to the archives to listen. And by now we have quite a large collection in the archives. And I really recommend it. You can go back and listen to the calls from the past. And we focus on something different almost every call. So there's a whole fund of information there. And every time you listen, you're going to feel better. So the purpose here, ascend. And in order to ascend, we need to get healthy. We need to be in command. So this is why the healing is such a powerful practice to prepare for ascension. Because if you can heal your body and raise your vibration to a very high level, you're ready to ascend. Now, notice I did not say you're not ready to ascend if you're not healthy physically. I'm sure that's not the only requirement. So, you probably will heal, because once you raise your vibration, you will completely defeat any virus or bacterial infection or cancer or autoimmune disease or any of the things that we're discussing here. Of course, things like, here's Patricia. She's in the hospital right now with gallbladder problems and brittle bone issues. She has had surgery scheduled for today, just before showtime. Well, before showtime. So we're going to send her love and light to recover from her surgery, which I assume is about her gallbladder. And hopefully she will recover really fast. Seawater and our blood have identical chemistry. Thank you, Scott. Well, there must be some added things in our blood because we have red blood cells, and I don't think there are any of those in the ocean. But I think what you probably mean is the basic structure of the fluid in our blood is the same as seawater. That figures, doesn't it? Deshaun. Knock, knock on the other side of the crown chakra. Yes, that's what we're hoping that Carrie will be able to respond to. Now, from the last call, there was a person who asked to be included because she has a weight problem. And I wrote it down in my records of the call, but unfortunately we moved since then, and I haven't been able to find my notes. So the person who asked me, you probably know who you are. And for everybody else, we're going to focus on weight problems. And now, there's one more person. Haru Paul has asked me to put him on the list because he has a bright red tumor on the TV screen when they put a TV camera in his penis. So he wanted us to talk about his penis. Well, they said to him, we'll have to operate to cut the tumor out.
and didn't ask his advice. So, okay, they have it scheduled for February 25th, so let's get me healed before then. Good attitude. Let's get everybody healed before then. So something like this, a tumor, really responds to this kind of work because it's, if it's a cancerous thing or if it's some of your regular body cells going awry, they respond to the command in your body. So when you do the, what am I saying? When you do your affirmations, couldn't get the word out. I am love, I am light, I am God, and I command the experience of perfect health. And wherever the problem is in your body, you focus on it, you send, if it's a tumor or an invasive kind of disease or something that doesn't belong there, you generate white blood cells. You send them right from your bone marrow and you picture them flowing through your bloodstream and going right to the place where the problem is. You envision them surrounding the tumor or the bacterial cells and so or so forth, and your body will wall off the problem just as it does if you have a splinter. You know, your body, even if your body gets infected, your body will generally make a barrier between the infection and your body and wall it off. And that's when you get, you know, something that rises up and is sealed off and then has to be drained. Same with our bodies. Our body will wall off the cancer or the bacteria or whatever the problem is and then go after it and literally nullify it. So, you know, when I describe the healing treatments that the Arcturians use, you'll hear us doing that. So maybe somebody would also like to take the animals today. We don't want to forget them. Okay, Gabriella is going to take the animals. Okay. We have one other call, which I'm going to pick up, and then we're going to go up to the ships. Okay, 307, you're on the air, 3355. Your name, please.
This is Sherry, and my question isn't health-related at all. I'm thinking about the currency, so I just will pass.
Uh-huh, good. We're not going to talk about that on the call tonight. It's approaching. We're all hanging by our fingernails here, just waiting, but it is going to happen. You can feel the energies rising. This is the next couple of days. Today, tomorrow, and part of the next day, I believe. The event on the planet is a huge rush of high vibration energy. And that is going to push everything over the tipping point. Anybody who's ready to wake up is going to wake up. Anybody who's healing and is close to the point of conquering what it is that's bothering them are going to go flying right over. So hang on, everybody. This is going to be a pretty wild ride And if you find yourself feeling a little dizzy or a little off balance, just keep anchoring yourself because it's very high vibrational energy now. So whatever the problems have been, let them go because this energy is going to wash away all the old stuff. And hopefully it's going to wash away all those people who were making trouble and preventing things from happening. Oh, and speaking of, we have one other caller, but I think we'll have to wait until later because we really need to get to the healing arena. So we'll pick up calls later on. Surf's up. Grab your board, says Scott. Yes, it's like that. It really does feel like that. It feels like we're going to ride the wave. So here we go. All right, everybody. Gabriella has created a powerful pillar of light. And I invite any of you who can to come to our healing sessions because when Gabriella creates this pillar of light, it is phenomenal. Speaking of, we had a friend here, Madi, who is now in Puerto Rico. And she had, I'm going to pass on her testimonial, she had a flesh-eating bacterial disease on her leg because she spent a lot of time in the hospital with her father. And while in the hospital, she caught this flesh-eating bacterial disease. She came to the call, she concentrated, she worked on it herself, she kept her vibration high, and she has healed it. So don't believe anybody who tells you, you know, if you get one of these dread bacterial diseases, you're dead. Well, nonsense. She was barely even bothered by it. She just went to work to heal it. And she is better. Oh, Gail says, can we send the 16-year-old girl the skydiver who crashed? Yeah, send her healing energy. Of course, let's do that. In fact, let's do it right now. Let's just send her a big blast. Oh, any of you saw a picture, you can imagine the picture in your mind. I'm not sure what her name was, but I only know of one 16-year-old girl skydiver who's in the hospital right now, so our energy will find her. And also when we do the blast at the end of the call, she'll be getting another wave. All right, let's get into our pillar. Everybody, go into your meditation phase. And picture yourself all together. We're going to float up through the pillar of light, up to the Arcturian ships. And, of course, that trip up to the Arcturian ships is really the same as ascending from the third to the fifth dimension, although most of us are really past the third dimension now. So most of the people on this call, I suspect, and the ones who listen to the channelings are already in 5-point-something. So keep going, everybody. We're heading for the higher the better. Phyllis says, sorry, she's late. She's going to hurry to the ship. Okay, so let's get into the pillar of light with us. Here we go. Just breathe deeply and let yourself just be lifted. And the high energy in the pillar of light will just carry you upwards like a leaf on an updraft.
Here we go, up to the ship, to see our friends, the Octorians. As we approach the ship, it's huge, the mothership, parked over the North Pole. And they're expecting us. So the panel opens on the bottom of the ship, and we just float up into the entryway. And it closes beneath us, and we can stand there, all of us together in a big circle. There's lots of room. This is a huge ship. And the doorway opens, and you can see the arena with the big circle of beds, so everyone can come. Everyone who needs healing is invited. We don't have to have called your name, but it's especially nice for people when they know that we're thinking of them in person and that their issues will be addressed. So we have Rod with the cancer people, Wilshie with the kidney problems and bladder too, Patricia with the bones and spine people, and you can just walk into the arena, file around, and take your place around the circle. Rose in Tucson, wants to take Freddie. So you go in, and we're going to put Freddie with a group of people, children, adults, anyone who has some kind of a congenital problem or problems from birth. Anything like, you know, difficulty with arms and legs or you name it. We'll just put everybody in that group who has any long-term physical disabilities. And they can be healed as well. And we have a group for people with diabetes. We have Gail, you said you wanted to take the kidney and bladder. No. I remember you told me what you wanted to do. Let's say bones, the orthopedic group. So if you will take the orthopedic group, that would be great. And anyone with back or knee or hip problems. Oh, right, Gail said liver and spleen. Thank you, Gail. Right. Let's have all the orthopedic people, bones, back problems. Patricia is taking bones and spine, so let's put all the hip, knee, elbow, neck pain, back pain. That's a big group. You can all go in together. And that way you have a support group around you. This here. Everybody can, I mean, you don't have to be all together, but here's Venus, here's someone I didn't mention yet. Venus Commons Pry, who has heart and liver problems. And we have a request from Sandy, who is her mother, to send her healing energy and blessing because Venus has been very sick. Okay, let's send Venus in. And let's send the animals to their special place in the other room,
They have their own teeth. And while we're talking about animals, all of you to go to our Facebook page, Healing for Ascension Tour, get the addresses for sending a handwritten letter in an envelope with a stamp. It has a huge impact. And send it to the Department of Defense and the other addresses that we put there. The more letters you send, the better. Because we want to defend our brothers and sisters from the Cetacean Nation, the mammals of the sea, including the mer people. Come on the Wednesday night calls to ask for our help. Because the sonic booms that they're creating under the water are causing terrible health problems for the whales, the dolphins, and the mer people too. It completely messes with their navigation systems and their ability to hear. It's a hideous thing that they're doing and so unnecessary. So send your letters in defense of the mer people, whales and dolphins, and other mammals of the sea. And you will be adding your voice to the 100,000 letters they have already gotten. And believe us, they are paying attention. This is having a big effect because you can't see the mailman come in with a great big bag of letters and not be affected by it. Much more powerful than emails. So help out, everybody. Send those letters. Get your neighbors to write them. Write them out yourself if you have to, and give it to your neighbor to sign and send it in. Send it from your kids, too. It's always good to see letters from kids. Let's add our voices, and we are going to make such a ruckus that they're going to stop the testing immediately. Of course, the Galactics are going to intervene soon, too, if they don't. But they still have the program in place, and they'd be happy to try and sneak in a blast here and there if they could. But, you know, Ashtar is supervising it. But how nice to be able to stop it ourselves so that they know it's us and we object and we won't stand for it. So, here we go. Everybody into the healing arena. Everyone choose your place. And we're going to, I'll be describing a little bit about what's going on there. And everyone will be surrounded with the pillar of light. We have our healing masters in the center of the circle. And I have been told recently that I have been given the power of Prime Creator to help heal. So I'm going to come around the group and put my hands on either side of your head or of any part of your body that you suggest. You can tell me when I get there. And Sananda will be going around the group as well. So you're going to get two of us right up close and personal. And then at the same time, Mother, Father, God are focusing their energy. Archangel Michael is here. And any other master or archangel you'd like to call on, just bring them in. And your ancestors, anyone you want to ask for help. Your special guardian angel, they all want to help you. And then around the outside, the healers file in, all those wonderful, talented, dedicated people who come every week to help out, to create the healing energy around the outside of the circle that is focused on the people in front of them. And they help to keep the power of our pillar of light going so that it's like a bonfire with everybody adding their energy to it. It creates a huge uplifting energy so that while the Arcturians are working with you, you're going to feel their energy, you're going to feel the masters in the center, you're going to feel the healers around the outside organizing and sending the energy to you as you're there in the lovely healing beds. So I'm going to describe briefly what the Arcturians are doing. And I did say we'd talk about weight loss. Now, what does that have to do with healing and the Arcturian ship? Well, I'll give you some pointers about that, suggestions. First of all, they're going to do a scan. And when they scan your body, it activates all the nerves and your immune system. So everything starts to speed up a little bit. It gives you a jolt to your metabolism and gets it moving. Now that's one thing that can help you. The other thing, one of the other things that happens is that when they start to work with something that's causing you pain, you're going to find that you will sleep better, and that also helps you to maintain your weight. You will feel the toxins being flushed away, and at the end we'll feel the blue and silver light, the cleansing light that will help with that. So when your body is depressed, and by depressed we mean your whole body, not just your feelings, but your whole body can become depressed. And when you become depressed in your body, you feel sluggish, you feel no energy, fatigued, things are stopped up, nothing's flowing very well, and it goes along, right along with emotional depression. And one of the other things you'll notice with depression is many people with thyroid problems have a problem with feelings of depression. Feelings of depression, because depression is not a disease, it's a feeling. It's a mixture between guilt, shame, fear, and anger. So if you can identify all those feelings in yourself, address them, put a label on them, acknowledge them, have a picture for yourself of where the roots of it began, where all these feelings came from, so you can get, and when you do that and really do a thorough job of it, you will find that you will never be depressed again. Now, notice that I started talking about weight loss and I ended up talking about depression. That's no accident. Usually, what comes first is feelings of self-loathing, self-hatred, hopelessness, feeling like you're not worth anything. And what do we do when we feel bad? Have some comfort food, whatever your version of it is. And that's where the weight loss begins. And then the more you gain, the more you gain, the worse you feel. And it becomes like a whirlpool where you're being sucked down into feeling darker and darker, more and more stuck.
So you notice in all the stories of people who have these miraculous recoveries and lose weight, it's because all of a sudden they jumped up out of their chair and said, enough. I'm going to reclaim my body. I'm going to reclaim my life, and I am going to have a happy life. And that's what it takes. If you have a problem with weight gain, take command. Decide for yourself. Not so that you'll look fabulous, although you probably will, but that's not the reason to do it. The reason to do it is so that you will feel better and you will be healthy. So focus on that and then begin revamping your diet. It's very hard to gain a lot of weight by eating vegetables and fruit. And if you put together a really good diet of vegetables and fruit, especially if they're organic, you're going to find that the weight will melt away. You know, it's the other things, the starches and the sugar, that pack on the weight. So if you want to be well and healthy, you have to eliminate sugar from your diet. So go ahead, do it. Eliminate sugar from your diet, and you are going to feel like a new person. Sugar depresses you too. It also feeds cancer, feeds any kind of infection. So if you have any kind of illness, do not eat sugar because it's just going to make it worse. Okay, that's the 10 items to think about if you want to be really healthy. So now I'm going to describe what the Arcturians are doing. They have these wonderful instruments. After they do the scan, which looks like kind of like the printer scan, it goes across and back, and they can literally see through your body. And then they have the instruments that are connected with that scan. So they can detect your healthy cells and any invading cells, and they can tell the difference. So they calibrate their instruments so that they're designed to go after the unhealthy cells and leave the healthy cells completely intact, unlike any medical treatment that we know of. So they have really superior technologies, and they, not only that, but they, I just saw Gail say no sound. Are we okay? I think so. Somebody would have said so by now, wouldn't they? So, I forget what I was saying. We're watching the Arcturians calibrate their instruments. And when they do this, they can literally pre-program it so that it will neutralize anything like a cancer cell, for instance. The instruments are calibrated so that they completely neutralize the cancer cells. So they are kaput. They can't grow anymore. And they shrivel up and die because they're not being fed. So they can zap all the cancer cells and leave the healthy cells. And it works the same way with other diseases. They can also stimulate your immune system so that it goes after any inflammation, any other difficulties that might be going on in your body.
I'm sitting in, I'm going to take a moment out because I'm sitting in my apartment in New York City, and I'm looking north. I'm on the 25th floor, and I'm seeing airplanes flying right over the building, and they seem very low. There's some kind of new flight pattern because they used to have to fly up the Hudson River, which is just two blocks away. And it reminded me that I want to tell everybody about Father God's announcement on the call last night, in case you haven't heard it yet. It's also on Blog Talk Radio channel panel. Father God said that very soon we are going to have the announcement. We're not calling it disclosure anymore because most of the leaders of the world who were expected to make the closure to tell the world what we really know about our galactic brothers and sisters, we're going to have announcements instead. Our galactic brothers and sisters are going to announce themselves. And that's when it will come through all the telephones in the world, all the TV stations, all the radio stations, and at the same time, we will see big ships hovering over every city. What a thrill that's going to be. Love picturing that image of ships all over the country, all over the world, all the cities in the world that people are going to be looking up in wonder. So that's another exciting, wonderful thing we have to look forward to. So come on, folks, get well so you can really enjoy it. You're going to want to be out there in the street looking up with everybody, dancing in the street when our brothers and sisters come. What a party it's going to be. So take your deep breath. Let the Arcturians do their magic. Absorb the energies from the masters in the center. Soak in the love from all of us. We're sending it to you in big waves. Just let it wash over your body. And you're going to want to jump up out of that bed and do a jig, because life is just going to be so exciting. You're not going to want to miss a minute of it. So you don't have any time to be sick now. Let's all be really healthy and strong, because you're going to need to dance. Okay, so each person is having an individualized treatment depending on what they've mentioned to the Arcturians and what they tell their guides and masters who are there to help them. You can also talk with the healers who are standing around the circle. We can all communicate telepathically in the fifth dimension, you know. So you can talk to the Arcturians if you want to, but you wouldn't have to. You can just picture it in your mind and they will hear you. So hang on, I'm getting a note here. Oh, so you want to send a blast of love?
I just think you did.
Okay. Gabriella is reminding me that we should remember to send a big blast of love to all the banksters that are creating problems for us. Let's send it to all the politicians, to all the dark ones who are having such a hard time getting out of their stuck positions. And you know them. They're all around. You see it. Well, of course, the news loves to write about every dark one they can possibly find. You know, if you see people in the streets who look just down and out and miserable, or people who are rude or attack you for some unknown reason, just send them love and light. And that's a huge part of the healing that's going on right now. That's what we need, because we need to lift everyone into a higher dimension. And I read somewhere today that a light worker can send out energy for 18 miles around them. Think of how many people I can reach here in New York City. About 6 million, I think. I bet they're all feeling this. Let's put the whole city into the pillar of light. And you can do the same with your city or your town. Make sure you do the pillar of light for yourself every day. And when you do, you remember to say, I am love, I am light, I am God. And picture yourself connected right up through your crown chakra to your higher self. And, Carrie, I will bet you that your higher self is trying to get through to you. So open the door of your crown chakra and let the energy just pour in, the healing, bright, loving energy. And then feel it pour down through your body like a waterfall. You know, most of us were so constricted and so used to living in stress that our center pillar of light down through our bodies became like a little straw. But if you have a little straw, you can expand it. So picture that conduit that goes right through from the top of your head all the way down through your body and then into the earth, right into the center of Gaia, and anchor there. And then you are literally in the flow, and you will feel the energy of light and love washing through you. And when you have love washing through you, there is no disease that can survive that. It's like you are a river. So breathe that bright, loving energy all through your body, every single cell. And then all your cells are just going to jump for joy. Now, Sananda's working his way around the group. He's around to about the 9 o'clock position. I'm coming around, too, and I can talk with you while I send the energy of Prime Creator through my hand. Coming after Sananda, so as he moves around, I'll come after him, so you'll get two big blasts. One after the other. And it's going to clear away anything in your body that doesn't belong there. And all you need to do, all of you, healers, everyone who's here to be healed, you, me, and all the people you're sending this energy to, all you need to do is keep it. Keep it moving through you. And if you do that, you will be well.
you can recover from anything. It doesn't matter how many injuries, how many diseases you've had, how many trips to the doctor you've spent your life on, can get well. Because if you're still breathing, you can recover. You can turn it around. So breathe deeply. Big, comfortable, warm, satisfying breath. You nourish yourself. This is one of the main things that we need to really absorb. You heal yourself. You breathe your own air. You command your own feelings, your own thoughts, your own emotions. You're not a leaf in the wind, and you're not a child anymore. Take up your position in the center of your brain, for you are the commander, like the captain of the ship at the helm. You direct your own life, and you direct your own healing. And when you do that, you will have what doctors will call miraculous results. Well, every week we hear about miraculous results. So for us, the miracles are becoming commonplace. That's delightful. So here we go. Sananda's worked his way all the way around the circle. Everybody's got their big whoosh. And I'm coming around to, and now the Arcturians are saying it's time to do the blue and silver light. So I'll continue with the last few people while the Arcturians take away their instruments and they're like wands that they use. And they bring in this fabulous wash of blue and silver light that pours down over us that looks like water. It moves and flows. And it flows right down over you, all through your body and out your feet, and it washes away all of the old toxins, all the dead cells, all the residue of this healing today, and more. So you will feel squeaky clean, brand new. It's like the most wonderful shower you've ever taken. To me, it's more like standing in a waterfall. It's so dramatic. We were in Mount Shasta and walked behind a waterfall. It was wonderful. All misty and sweet-smelling. It's like that. Just flows through you. All right. So they're all, the Arcturians and the Masters and the healers are all kind of looking around and high-fiving each other in their minds, if not literally. It's a wonderful thing. Everyone really enjoys it, the healers, probably even more than the people who are being healed, because it makes them high to stand in the pillar of light and to be helping and doing something that is so useful and so helpful for others. It's really exciting. And when we hear the testimonials, which we love,
to gather in, because then everyone understands that this really works. And then they're going to try to help themselves. That's why we need the testimonials, so people will really get it. And they'll start learning how to do this themselves. That's our goal, everyone, to learn how to heal themselves and how to ascend. Okay. Now, they're putting away all the instruments and the lights have gone down, and now we're all going to gather together. Everybody's going to stretch and get up off their beds, and anyone who came in here with a cane is going to be walking upright, boldly. People in wheelchairs, get up out of your wheelchair. Now, you might need to work a little bit at walking so you develop your strength, but that's going to be a pleasure. Yeah. Go hug your neighbor. Everybody's celebrating. And let's bring the animals back. We sent our love to the whales and dolphins and all the animals on the planet as well. But we're going to do a healing pulse as we leave. So come on, everybody. We'll bid farewell to our masters and the Arcturians and thank them. We're so grateful that they're here to help us. We're so blessed to have so much help. All right, now, let's all gather together and let's have Mother, Father, God and Archangel Michael and all the ancestors and the other archangels come with us. We're going to go out into the entranceway, get ready to go back down our pillar of light. But before we do, we're all going to join together and send a big pulse of love and healing energy to all of planet Earth. You can send it to your Arcturians, too. They're really cool people, and they help us so much. But first, we'll focus our energy downward. And when I count backward from 3 to 1, we're all going to send a big pulse right from our hearts, filled with love and joy, directly down to the planet. And people are going to feel a jolt. They won't know what hit them, but it's going to feel really good. And then pretty soon, a whole lot of people are going to be smiling at whoever crosses their path next. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. It is done. And there it goes like a shot. And it hits the grid and just lights up the whole grid like an electrical storm. It zips all the way around the grid, every which way. And it's going to add to that high energy. It's even brighter tonight than I've ever seen it. We're getting a lot of help. All right, everybody. We can bid out the Arcturians for now, but you can come back anytime you want. They have specified this. The pillar is always here because we built it, and it's strong and sturdy and ready to go for anybody who wants to move up the pillar to the higher dimensions. This is our corridor. So you can come back here. You can spend all your day there if you want. But I do suggest that everybody come during the week, not just on these healing calls. You can get to know the Arcturians. They're lovely. And they will recognize you. And they're happy to help you anytime you want to come. All right. So now we're going to float back down. Our beautiful pillar of light. And Gabriella has been creating it the whole time we were talking. She's been adding her energy to us, to it. So it makes it so powerful. You can feel the tingling sensation. You'll feel the happy chills. And here we go. We'll float back down, back to our rooms where we started, but keep the high vibration energy. Keep it all week long, and you will be well. And you must keep saying to yourself, I am love, I am light, I am God. God has told us to say this. It's not pretentious. It's just acknowledging our actual power, our actual strength, our ability to create, and our ability to heal. So breathe it in. I command the experience of perfect health, every single cell. And not any corner, any small place will I allow darkness to hide. In my body, in my mind, in my feelings, in my spirit, I am light. And now you are beaming like a beacon. You're emanating light. Breathe and keep it flowing. Pull in the energy from Prime Creator and let it just light you up. Oh, that feels great. All right, we're back. Thank you, Dejan. What a wonderful night. I love you all. Yes. We are love, we are light. And you know we have one caller still left, so I think it's just time for me to take one quick call. And then I have to close the call for tonight. So I'm going to open 818 if you're still there. 818-5250. You're on the air.
Greetings, Catherine.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Of California.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to comment on the healing pulse, and it was very blissful.
Oh, good.
And my lower back pain went away, and I have a slight cold, and I haven't had a cold in almost a year. Maybe it's a reptilian remnant. I don't know.
No, probably not, but the energies are high. So reject it.
Yeah. Well, the Arcturians. I resonate with the Arcturians, and I'm from Hyperborea.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe.
So I enjoy adding my energy.
Thank you, Steve. And thanks for your testimonial. And I hope you knock that cold out immediately.
Yes,
you can do it. You can do it. Don't let it stay.
No.
Okay.
Blessings to all.
Thanks, Steve. You too. Okay. And people on the chat room are all saying thank you. to each other and to all of us. Much love to everyone. See you next time. Yes, indeed. We will be here next Thursday, same time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We will also have our wonderful channeling call. It's getting more exciting every week. We never know who to expect these days. We've had our last call, we had Archangel Michael and Mermaid, in addition to Saint Germain, Mother God, Father God. I think that was the lineup for last night. So it gets more exciting every week. So tune in and sign up for the messages too. If you haven't already, you can go to the website whoneedslight.org and click on sign up. And that way, you will get all the messages just as they come out. Okay. It was a pleasure working with all of you tonight. And farewell, as Mother God said last night. Farewell. And namaste, everybody. Now, I'm going to put on the lovely music by Jonathan Goldenthal, Lucille, and we've kind of made it our theme song because it's just kind of feels right. So good night, everybody. Blessings, love, light, and happiness to everyone. Bye-bye.